I first noticed Robinson. He was impossible to ignore. He stood up because he had a lot of belongings. He spent the day moving his things within the radius of a few blocks with a mysterious urgency. And at the end of each block, when his belongings were gathered, he would stand and read. I first noticed Robinson. He was impossible to ignore. He stood up because he had a lot of belongings. He spent the day moving his things within the radius of a few blocks. When his belongings were gathered, he would stand and read. His reading intrigued me and I started to talk to him. I first noticed Robinson. He spent the day moving his things, like Sisyphus pushing a boulder uphill, day after day after day after day. He would tell me about the books he was reading, in English and French, history and philosophy. And at the end of each book, when his belongings were gathered, he would stand and read. I first noticed Robinson. He was impossible to ignore. He stood up because he had a lot of belongings. He spent the day moving his things, like Sisyphus pushing a boulder uphill.
Not long ago, I noticed that Robinson was a little uneasy.
Sisyphus on the mountain. I first noticed Robinson.
He spent
the day.